WA, mobile. Hey, Steve, W2T stationary. Forgot her lunch, because they don't let her go out to lunch. So I'm going down to take her lunch, and then I got to go by and make a payment, and then I'm going to come scooting on back home.
Yeah, I got to go do some things like that, making payments and all on Wednesday when I finally have some money again. But, you know, it's things because the payments I got to make are for groceries, so, but everything else I do online, so I stay away from people. But that's the way it is. How are you and everybody doing up that way?
Except for going out for absolute necessities, I'm hanging around the house, doing my stuff, and planning my next tower, and you know, just trying to stay out of trouble. Tell you what is today, the 13th?
All day. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I can't remember the rest of it. Something about your pizza mail. Happy birthday.
Thanks. I got to go out, and after last night's storm, I got to go out and put my antenna, my loop antenna back together. I went out this morning, and I was looking in the air for it, and I found it in the air, but it was hanging down at the end, so at one point where it broke again. So until I get some more wire, I'm going to just have to kind of keep fixing this one until I don't have anything left to fix with, you know, fix it with.
KB4CBA.
There goes the neighborhood, Steve.
I tell you what, did you hear the wind blowing, Rusty? Man, I did last night and now, too.
Last night, it was windy here, but not like that down at my house. Hello, David.
Hey, Rusty. Steve, I'm glad y'all made it through the storm. It was kind of scary here over at Taylor's, but we just had high winds, and my little antenna that I put up for the television, I can't believe it's still standing, but it's still up there.
Well, out you go, the lesser the wind and wind damage, and man, I tell you what, we were just on the very bare edge of the real bad stuff, but we had a line come through last night from the southern edge of that mess. Boy, I tell you what, we had wind gust to 38 last night, according to my weather station, and I am very relieved that David, you've seen my tower. Everything came through undamaged, as far as I can tell.
About your antenna.
Lost the antenna, and I got to go out and put it back together. I'm just letting it dry out a little bit outside before I go out there traipsing around in the grassy area because it's wet. But I'll pull the wire, I'll loosen the end and lower that down and tie the two ends back together and stick it back up in the air somehow for right now.
Help.
I think I can take care of this, David. It's just a case of lowering down one corner so I can, because I pulled the other out where I can get to it, and right now it's just laying out there in the yard, and I'll just pull it together and put it back, figure out a way to get it back together and hold it together for a while longer. I got to get me some more wire. That's the problem. This wire is not really strong enough anyway. It's just copper stranded wire, and I need some copper clad steel. So, and that right now is a little bit out of my budget until I figure out what that stuff costs right now.
I know what you mean. Yeah, copper is not cheap.
I had bought that stuff before, and I was thinking it was not that bad expensive up there at the Wireman. What are you needing, like 18 gauge for a dipole?
Yeah, I need something, maybe even a little bit thicker than that, but I want copper clad steel this time. I'm not going to go back up with just copper wire. I want copper clad steel, something that's going to hold up a little bit better. This makes the third time this antenna has broke, and all. But it's just the way it's put up, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's just strung in the trees, and I don't have any way to put pulleys up for it. So yeah, I'll just have to see what I can do. I may just put me back up a straight 80-meter off-center fed dipole. I think I'll do that, maybe.
Need to put you up out Carolina Wyndham.
It was one time I made my own and took it down. So, I mean, I've had a Carolina Wyndham, and I don't know about that. See, right now I can tune this this loop, this 80-meter loop. I can tune it up on the 160 when I want. Of course, right now, 160 is pretty much dead till next fall. But I'll have to see about that. Go ahead, Steve.
I tell you what, the way I got my goodies set up last night, I could have just dropped that tower down level to the ground and brought my dipole down from the pulley that's attached to the tower with it. But you know what? It's just doing just great. So I should be fine up to about 60 or 70 miles an hour on the antenna. And the tower should be good up to about 80 or 90. So if 80 or 90 comes, you'll find me underneath the house.
More than that, what is that tower down?
I certainly hope so. I did my best to over-engineer that thing, and I got 4,000-pound plug of concrete in the ground. You know, it seems to me like it would take a whole lot to get that pulled out.
Well, I hope it's going to be that way, but I haven't seen your tower or anything, Steve, but it sounded like you did do a good job on it, though.
Nice. You just lower it down. You need to do any maintenance, and no climbing required.
Your last phrase was what was crucial in that statement. No climbing.
I could put one up, because if I had to do any climbing, I can't do any climbing anymore. I used to work on top of these 125-foot towers. It didn't bother me in the least, but after the last time I had a problem with some vertigo, and the doctors can't figure out what's causing it, because it wasn't getting up in height. I was sitting at my desk at work and it hit me, and so I got strict orders from my doctor that I can climb as high as I want, as long as one foot is firmly planted on the ground at all times. So I have heeded that, because I'd hate for somebody to have to come up about 50 or 75 feet up a tower and unhook me and figure out how to get me back down to the ground.
It's all psychological. I have a fear of heights, and back in the day, I joined Greenville County Jeep Search and Rescue, and we used to climb and rappel up at Glassie, and we used to climb, and I conquered my fear of heights, but if you don't keep up with it, it comes back twice as bad, and let me tell you, I can physically climb as high as I want to, but mentally, you ain't gonna see my butt more than 10 feet off the ground, boys.
Climb up a little bit, but not, you know, I'll climb up on top of a house, but that's about all I'll do.
Well, the last time I tried to do that, to go up and clean some limbs and some leaves off the top of the house, I got up on the top of my extension ladder, and it's not a very tall one. It's just enough to get up to the roof level. And as soon as I tried to take that second foot off the ladder to put both feet on the roof, my body said, well, that ain't happening. Put both feet back on that ladder and climb your butt back down to the ground. And I did.
CB4CBA. Well, it just depends. Yeah, I mean, you know, the pitch of your roof too. I mean, some roofs aren't as steep as others, and mine's not too bad. It's a little scary at times, but I got on the back side, I've got plenty to hold on to, vent pipes and stuff like that.
You know that light that's there on the end of my garage up high, that motion sensor light? Well, it got in that last windstorm, it got kind of knocked loose a little bit. And weekend before last, I did manage to take my 16-foot extension ladder, and I managed to get up there to it. But let me tell you what, Sue was standing down there with me, talking to me the whole time, and I just, ooh, baby, it was tough.
I just don't tell my wife that I'm going up on the roof because she's at work. I just go up there and do what I need to do and come down because she has a cow every time I go up there.
Smart lady. And then there's going to be that time you're up on the roof and you happen to fall and there ain't no one around to catch you.
Around to catch me and I guess I'll have to pull my cell phone out and holler for help.
Hey, Rusty, don't you know bumbles bounce?
Oh, hey, I keep telling people I'm like a weevil. I wobble, but I don't fall over.
Just if you could tell me where I got that bumbles don't bounce or bumbles bounce from.
I can't remember where I've heard that phrase before, but I don't remember where it came from. I think from a movie or something.
Thinking about it, but I have no clue.
When I tell you, both of you are going to go, oh, yeah!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This is KF4AOW.
Now, there you go. There's my man. Who is that?
KF4AOW.
Leave it to a guy from Inman just like me to know that one. Now, I tell you what, I watched that when it first hit the airways when I was just a kid. And with my kids and my grandkids, watched it just about every year that it has come on TV. I tell you what. So how old are you, Dave?
One this year in June.
Child.
Definitely. Definitely. Particularly since with my birthday today, I'm probably older than any one of you.
Five.
A ways to go, my friend.
Oh, don't kill you, don't you?
Doesn't stop at the bottom.
Roger. KI4SKY.
Hey, Dave. Where in Inman are you? I'm up there off of New Cut Road.
Bowling Springs side. I'm on the other side of number 9.
About Old Furnace?
Not quite. It's near Crooked Tree or Bent Tree subdivision.
Oh, okay. Do you know New Cut Road? Well, I'm about a mile. No, not even quite a mile south of the New County Park up there on New Cut, up near Mount Lebanon.
Yeah, I know about where that's at.
Howdy, neighbor.
I'm going to bug out, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day. Enjoy this sunshine. And let's see if you can get that Luke back up there soon. You take care. 73 Zaw, KB4CBA.
See you later, David. W2T. Go ahead, Steve.
Dave, stay off the roof. K4 VWA. Y'all jump in there, guys. We got bad breath.
Hey, and all. I was just sitting here having a cup of French vanilla, latte this morning. So that's about all I was doing. So anyway. Well, you getting close to where you need to be yet, Steve, or what you going to be? Are you still on the road a ways?
No, I'm at Heron Circle right now, and where I'm going is Ag South, just on the other side of Heron Circle. We'll make that pavement, and then I'm going to go over to my wife's office, which is over there on Serpentine, right there at the foot of the hill at the hospital. So after I do that, I'm going to get a little bit of go juice for this here vehicle, and then I'm going home. So who knows? I might even try to grab something to eat on the way home. Hey, you know what? There are still a few places open.
Well, that barbecue place I told you about down there in Inman is still open.
Been there about 3 or 4 times now, and I'm just about barbecued out. I want to get a little something, a little variety. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep, I know what you mean. All right, well, we'll talk to you later. Be safe out there on the road, and you and the wife have a good day, and tell her not to work too hard. We'll talk to you later, Steve. Steve, KN4VWA, W2T.
KN4VWA, I'm pulling into my spot, too, so I'll be clear, and you other guys jump in there and carry on. Dave, nice to talk to you. There's a couple more guys that are real close in there to us there in Inman. So, anyhow, I'm clear.
Had to get on a conference call here working from home. KO4AW, clear.
AW4FC, anybody know what's wrong with the 82 repeater this morning? Did lightning take it out? So I'm not sure where it's located. It's a good one, but down this morning. Wonder who maintains that one. It was down. Maybe lightning took it out. W4FCM, driver's rest.
Okay. Well, hopefully not. You do know that there are some areas of an altitude, like the top of Ferris Mountain, that are without power. I'm hoping that's the issue. So, all right, I'm clear. KN4VWA. Gone, guys. Bye. Have a good day.
Thank you. Yeah. Truck took a pull down on Parachute Drive last night, sheared it off the ground, so we were out of power a little bit, but that may be up today. Thank you. W4FCMTR signing.